So today we're at the launch of the Scotland Lights Up Malawi Education Project in front of Parliament, and we have Mr. Yusuf and we also have Mr. Robertson. Can you just maybe say a bit about why you're so supportive of the project?
I'm incredibly supportive of it for a few reasons. First of all, climate justice is an incredibly important subject. Scotland and the Western world contribute the most to the effects of climate change, but the people who feel the effects of it the most are those in the developing world. So Scotland has a moral duty as well as a responsibility to do something about it. Why I'm particularly excited, secondly, is because of the education aspect of this. It is our children and their children and future generations that will make the most difference in terms of the negating the impacts of climate change. And so to have school children involved throughout the ages, throughout the years, involved in this strand and in this project is going to be vitally important, because in the next 30, 40, 50 years we'll see a difference, of course, but that will have to be continued by future generations as well.
Great. Well, thank you, and also thank you very much for your support and the donation that's come obviously through the Scottish Government as well.
I was happy to.
Mr. Robertson, can you tell us a little bit about the education project then that Keep Scotland Beautiful are implementing with the campaign?
Well, first of all, I'd say it's Scotland having an established relationship with Malawi. It made sense for us to connect Scotland and Malawi, and young people particularly. So what we're trying to do is very simple, is to educate youngsters from Scotland about the very unfortunate situation that exists in Malawi, where natural energy and electricity is not common, and young people particularly are learning under the kerosene lamp lighting, which is very dangerous. So it's really important that we show some leadership and get young people in Scotland to be educated and aware about the very difficult circumstances that face these young people. We want them to connect with the schools in Malawi. We want Scottish children to understand what life might be like growing up in Malawi, for them to look at the challenges of climate justice and the impacts of climate change on a country like Malawi. And hopefully projects will stimulate and partnerships will develop between the schools from Scotland and obviously the schools in Malawi.
Thank you very much. It's also worth pointing out that Mr. Robertson is also a member of the 2020 Climate Group.